Hey everyone, it's Bus Chick, aka this is the third try on this one. The first two went kaplutz. This is my hopes and wishes and dreams for 2012 in an audio boo. My biggest one and number one, in my opinion, is moving. Getting out of where I am, moving to downtown, to the building I want to move into, and stop being so isolated. I hate this area. I'm actually really isolated here. It's really hard for me to get anywhere, and I hate having people over here because it's so out of the way, and I actually hate this place. I don't hate the unit itself, but I hate the area. If I could transplant this exact apartment and balcony to another building downtown, I would, but that's not possible, so there's my first hope and wish. My second one is to be a better daughter to my mother. There's ways about that. Some of it is that I just want to take care of her. I want to make sure she's okay. I've really washed my hands of her the last couple of years. I've really, you know, not been there when I should have. She may not think she needs me, but there have been times where I feel she's needed me and I've not been there because I'm fed up with Hamilton or I'm fed up with her attitude or with her friends that don't help her, that just use her and that sort of stuff. So that's number two. Number three is that I want to be a better friend to a certain person. Not just a better friend, but be there for him when he needs someone. He's going to need someone soon and just be there for him and, you know, that's very important for me, as there's someone in my life who I'm still madly in love with that I've let go of so that they can lead their own life and be the best they can be and be the best father they can be. And I want to play a song, you know, there's a song that comes to mind when I think of this person, and it's "Isn't She Lovely?" Of course, it's by Stevie Wonder. And it's about his daughter, Aisha, his firstborn daughter. And, you know, I gotta tell you something. This person I'm thinking of with this song, he's an awesome father. And I just want him to be the best he can be. And I figure if Stevie can do it so well and end up with seven kids, then this man can do it just as well. You never know how many kids he's going to have, but he's an amazing man, and he's my best friend in the entire world, and I just want to give him the time and energy, if I could, for him to be the best dad possible. It's part of why I love him, is because he's just an amazing person, and he's a great guy all around. Number four is really important. It's to meet Stevie Wonder. Yes, people, that's on my bucket list. My bucket list has about 15 things in it, and that's the highest one for me. Other than moving and that sort of thing, is at least to go to a Stevie Wonder concert if he gets back to Toronto or back in this area or even back in, you know, the close, you know, the U.S. nearby that I can get to by Greyhound. Or, you know, I want to be able to be there and go to his concert. I don't know how many more he's going to be able to do or how many he's going to do. He's even said that at the right time, when the time comes when he feels that he's ready to stop, he'll stop. But music is his life, and music is my life, and I just, you know, someday I want to be able to tell him in person, tell him with my own voice, how much he's meant to me in my life. And the last one for this year, number five is a biggie. Number five is to love my iMac, love my iPhone. I know that's rather materialistic, but also do the best I can do at my job at Corbrook. Even though I might get super depressed about being there, well, it's all I've got. So, those are my dreams and wishes for 2012. Love you. Love everyone. Love you, Stevie. Thank you. Bye.